We are on Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Lamed Zayin. Before we start Sif Lamed Zayin, we had discussed yesterday the Indian of wearing a belt which is untied, walking with shoes which the laces are open. And it seems most achronim hold this is permissible. Some Shlomo Zalman, some Nissen Karelitz, the Bintu of Chaim Kanievsky, we mentioned the Bris Olam holds that these two things are awesome. But they bring down of Shlomo Zalman, if a person is wearing cufflinks, and the cufflinks are not closing the sleeve. It's only in one of the chalakim of the sleeve. Yeah. So there, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is mesupik, that since you change the cufflinks, and each cufflink has a chashivas b'fnei atzmayim, so he holds if it will not be serving a purpose, does not become bustle to the beggar, then this one should not walk around with a cufflink that is not completely closing the sleeve. Now let us start Sif Lamed Zayin. Mutar lotzeis b'shabes b'motei yodayim Hanikroim Givantish. One is permitted to wear gloves on Shabbos. This is a beged. It is worn to protect oneself from the cold. So therefore, this is permissible. V'yesh mi shemachmem lahatzrich sheyitpereim me'erev Shabbos Bebotei yodayim shel malbushov. Others are machma. They hold that it is only permissible to wear gloves if the gloves are sewn to the sleeves of the beged. And he slips, when he puts on the sleeves, his hands slip into the gloves. That's the last chelik of the sleeve. Or if he is not is sewing the gloves to the sleeves of the jacket, he should at least tie it to the sleeves of the kesher shal kayame. The roi lachish ledvarov. The Mechaber says that one should be hayish for this yesh mi shemachmel. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bebotei yodayim vatam sheheim malbush gomel. But this is a malbush gomel shasuyim lohogin mipnei hakel. It is used, it has a useful purpose to protect from cold. So therefore, there is no reason why one should not be permitted to wear gloves. V'yesh mi shamach mehu. Now, the Mechaber brings down this adeya that is machmel. Now, what is the reason to be machmel? Mishum de lefomim soich lemashmesh biyodov. Sometimes he has to use his fingers. Something, an insect is biting him, and it seems with the, he's wearing the gloves, he finds it difficult to get rid of this insect. So he'll take off the glove. Now he's walking in the street. something is biting him, bothering him, so take off the glove. So the normal reaction would be he'd continue walking and he'd take care of this kinoi parish and then he'll put back on the glove. So we are afraid he might come and carry the glove. That means the glove, if we would be assured that he wouldn't take off the glove, there's no shaila whatsoever. So the glove is a malbish, so he's permitted to wear the glove. But we are afraid during the his hiluch, during walking through the streets, he might take off the gloves and continue walking, and they'll be carrying daldamas b'shusaram. So therefore, they were machma. Hanikroim givantish, zuhi ma'ashonu koirim henshech, gloves. Now, it seems, Bisman, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chofetz Chaim, the Taz, people used to wear muffs. That means they didn't wear gloves. There was a muff that they used to put both hands in the muff. And that's how they used to keep their hands warm. So it was one muff for two hands. So here the Taz is Mekel. The Baha'i Shuv Lekalamecha Shema Yisirenu Miyotai. Here, the Taz holds there is no chash, he might take it off his hand. Da'av im yasekach areyu lovush liyodei hashenis lemikri masui. That means by a glove, if you take off the glove, you want your hand free. So what are you going to do with the glove? You'll put the glove in the second hand and continue walking, so you'll be carrying. Masha'en came by these muffs. If you want to use one of your hands, so you slip out your hand from the muff, and the muff is on the second hand, so he's still wearing the muff. So there's no shash of carrying in Shabbos.
But wouldn't you say potentially that the whole, the dera of the muff, of the muff, which is the two straight irons?
Yeah.
It was in one yard. That was...
So he has it in one yard, so it's warming up one hand. And somebody can put it two in two hands. But Lamaisa, if he takes, slips out one hand, it'll still be warming up the other hand. The yesh disnunalahu, others disagree. The other rabbi zechomotvei. Shemikal noifel meyodoi, in this muff, will very easily fall off, will slip off the second hand. Vosi lesuye daladamis, and he might come and carry it. That means a glove is fit tight to the hands. Mashain came, this muff was a loose type of a malbish. And if he takes out one, as if he's holding it like this, both hands together, so that's a one fall. But the minute he slips out one hand, it's going to fall off the second hand. Void a second shash, Yisharigilem laseise lefomim kach miyad. Sometimes when you take it out of one hand, you carry it in the other hand. V'akein lefi ma shekosa v'shulchan oruch, d'roi lochish b'gvantish, so according to Shulchan Oruch, that one should be chayish, roi lochish kamboze, so one should be chayish. By muffs also, yeah.
Now,
who's the cool yesh machmirim. The machab brought down the yesh machmirim. Yeah, I mean the full of the Yeshmisha Machma. The Machabel says Mutal Losa is Bishabis Babati Yadain. You're allowed to wear gloves. The Yeshmisha Machma, but there's someone that's Machma. So the Tah says Afilu, this Machma was only Machma by gloves, but by a muff, the Tah says that there's no shalos mutter according to everyone. It's a very interesting lotion in the Tah. And everyone wears muffs, he says, and to say that we're not doing a pri aloche, so the Taz held them off as mutter. And that means the bill according to the Yesh Mishamachma. That was the Shitas Taz. And others are chaylik on the Taz, and they all know by a moth you have a similar problem. It'll slip off the other hand and you'll carry it. So what does the Machaber say? So therefore, since we have this chashash, so he should tie it or tie it to the sleeves. We'll speak about the suit or sew it to the sleeves. The sulakalamechesh shemo yitziyem biyado. Then we don't have to be afraid that he might carry it, because when he takes it off, we'll be attached to the sleeve. V'loy lochush l'dvoro. So now the Machaber said, I hold mikar din etzmuta, this yesh mi shemachmel, that you should not wear gloves, because a person might come and carry them. And then the Machaber says, V'loy lochush l'dvoro, one should be machmel. What? Are she yikshirein?
Yeah.
Yeah, the select lamech shemi yitzim biyodov, then we don't have to be afraid. That because one? Then what was inside, yeah. The Roy Lochish Dvorov, Achshem Nogulach. So now he brings down, the Bach says, that the meaning is that we do wear gloves. V'amshem Yishum Dekim Dolaharbe Poiskim Elonu Rishus Harab Midaraisa Bizman Hazeh. We don't have a deraisa de kirishus harabim, the nigzer do mosi lesuye, so it's a gzeire legzeire. That means now he's wearing it. He might come and take it off. Now what'll be if he takes it off? She's carrying in the carmelist, so it's a right other abonnent. It's a gzeire legzeire. Umashma midimrei achroinim, so the Mishnah Brura says, that from the achroinim it would seem, da'av she'in limchois biyad ha-mekilim, one should not be moiche, mikomokim roi lechol bal nefesh lahachmel, a bal nefesh should be machmel, and not wear gloves, unless we have this eitzer. And I'd like to mention a few things. So number one, I saw in Ashrei Ha'ish that he brings down that it seems the minig is that women do wear gloves, and somehow, so this chumra of Bal Nefesh, Reila Bal Nefesh Lahachmer, somehow the women did not accept this chumra, and the minig is they do wear gloves, so one shouldn't make an asik about it. I think I heard the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva let his daughter wear gloves. So it seems the women, there's a market for women to be made for. Now.
Because then she can't
leave it. Yeah, could be. The women could be. What? Now it's like this. There's a man that can bear Alochem. The bear Alochem brings down, what is this eitzah of sewing or tying it to the sleeves? Now, so he brings down two Mahalchem. The Liorabi said alum this, but it seems this is not a double muskim. The Liorabi said alum this, that if it is sewn to the sleeves, so it becomes an extension of the sleeve. So the jacket comes with an extension that's sewn to the sleeve. So You have a sleeve, and then the extension to the sleeves, and perhaps a pillow that's tied to the sleeve also. So that's what the Lehi Rabbi says. So even though there's a mocking to say a glove has a shivis b'fnei atzmoi, but the Lehi Rabbi says it, we consider it, it's not called a masis if he takes off the glove and it's dangling from the sleeve. It's not called he's carrying it. It's called an extension of the sleeve. That's one mahalach.
What if you take, like I saw people have, it's almost like it's like almost like a hoof strap when it has two snaps on the side, and you snap it to the sleeve, and then you have it.
No, we'll talk about this soon. Then there's another svarim. And when it's tied, this Taisa Shabbos says, the Bemisin, we don't consider it an extension of the sleeve. It's Sadama Choshev of Neyatzme doesn't become, Sukshira about the Gemisin doesn't become an extension of the sleeve. But, so it's called you're carrying it. You're right, you're carrying it. But, the whole thing is exerim. He might take it off. When he's wearing it, there's no problem. The whole problem is he might take it off. When he takes, but now when he takes off, he won't carry it like this. If it's not attached to the sleeve, she won't carry it. So when you take it off, you'll carry it. That's the problem. You'll continue walking and you carry it. If it's attached to the sleeve, so when I take it off, I won't carry it. It'll dangle from the sleeve. But it's considered I'm carrying it. It's considered I'm carrying it. But this is called Hoitzor Shiloike Derech. That means you don't carry gloves like that, but I'm carrying it. So this is also midarabonon. So now it's exeiril exeiril. This is what the Tosef Shabbos said. That means that the while I'm wearing the gloves, we're afraid I might come and take it off. She want to make exeiris. I'll take it off and say so. Shaloi kedeh, which is only also midarabonon. So it's exeiril exeiril, and it's mutter. The biralocha brings down other. Toiskim, the Goyin, and the Tazel, that's called Eitzor Kedera. It's not called Eitzor Shalai Kedera, so it's called you're really carrying it. So others did not hold of this Eitzor of sewing it. Now, Agavuchim, the Dirshu brings down, he says this from Omniscient Kerelis, my children, there is a Eitzor. In order to make sure they don't lose their gloves, so they take a long elastic, and then they put it between the two sleeves, and that's how you make sure they don't lose the gloves. That's very good, and not losing the gloves. But on Shabbos, it's no heter whatsoever. This is called Heitzor Kedere, and if we're going to be machmer by children, unless we'll be soimach by children, but he says, but the chetchila that they should go out like this with the gloves dangling, he holds this is a tzor kederech. If it's clipped to the sleeve, I don't know how good the clip is. If the clip is a good clip, so then perhaps it's similar to a kesher. If it's, it seems the Mishnah Berurah, even though in Bir Halacha he brings down that achronim, the Goy and the Taz were not too happy with the saints of Kshirim. But it seems in the Mishnah Berurah, he was saying the Mechaber. The Mechaber was Michael with Kshirim. So if this clip is something that is as good as a Kesher Shel Kayome, it should be good. I understand. What's up, gloves? Yeah, the shallow, well, yeah, but the shallow said it'll open. If it's a good clip, it will open up like a suspender, something like a suspender's system. Yeah. Now, and he brings down to where earmuffs that shouldn't be a shylem. Here we don't have this hashash, and so this should have a shame malbish, and it should be mutter. Agamos, he brings down something very interesting. The Hanis and Kerel would tell that if a person puts cotton in his ears, that they're sensitive to the cold or to the wind, he holds it's no shilam. Becomes bottled, you don't have to be, and if you want them to be highish, but they'll fall out, he holds this as permissible. Sif Lamed Ches.
Is that anything different than hearing aid?
A lot different. A hearing aid is...
It's a song.
Yeah. A hearing aid is much more problematic. There's a whole mechanism over there. That's the shaila. Here it's called... This is a beged. This is the translation of a beged is something that protects from the cold. So if the wind bothers my ear, so this you get a Torah's beged. A hearing aid is helping me hear. That's a shimush. I'm using the hearing aid to hear better, which is goes into different shilas. That's called a shimush. Like you have a watch that helps me tell the time. But this is not the characteristics of a beggar that doesn't have.
Well, we said the remote's going to have a deal of a bag of a watch.
Yeah, but no one was Mako. All these Mekilim were only, he said, a Bentayah should not say the Abal Nefesh. And we never had a Breitaheta of all the Mekilim on a watch, besides the Oisrim, made a whole bunch of Oisrim by a watch, the Chazainish, and others, the Matirim, and Nisim Kerelitz, and those, we had a whole bunch of Oisrim. The Mekilim, we only said, Ein Limchais, or a Ben Teire shouldn't wear it. We didn't have something, we didn't have a green light to wear it, says I. Yeah. Siv Lamed Ches. Hayoyte b'Shabbes b'Talis she'ena mitzuyetzes kehulchoso. Now, a person, let's speak about one case. A person has a talis gadol, a talis cotton. It was right before Shabbos, and he was able to put in on three corners tzitzis. Was unable to put in the fourth corner, but three is better than four, because that's what he held. Anyway, he wasn't such a big lamdan. So he wants to go out and wear this talus. So this person, by doing this, he's a Mechalo Shabbos. Why is he Mechalo Shabbos? Because as follows, there are two shaylas over here. He's doing a multitude of sins, but let's just see what brings him to be Mechalo Shabbos. Number one, the tzitzis don't part of the baguette, because you need four tzitzis. The dalit knof is a ma'akim zetzem. It's okay. So he's walking with a baguette without tzitzis. That is not his biggest head. So that says he's mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. But he's a Mechalo Shabbos, because the tzitzis have a chashibis, that means these three tzitzis are good. He's going to keep them. He has to put on the fourth side, he has to put on tzitzis, but these three have a chashibis because it patels the beged. So since it patels the beged, it has a chashibis, so it's called these carrying tzitzis, which are not functioning, it's not doing anything. So Mamel, it's called he's carrying the tzitzis. That is the problem over here. So that means the tzitzis have a chashibis by him, because he needs it to part of the beged, and he's going to use them. But he's going to add on another tzitzis. So the male of these tzitzis have a chashivis, and he's chayim als carrying. Ayyotze b'Shabbos v'talos she'ena mitzuyeses kilchoso chayim. So he's chayim achatos b'mnei she'oysom achutim chashuvim heim etzloim. The chutim which are there have a hashibis. V'datoy alayim. That means he's going to keep them. These chutim are good. Ad sheyashlim v'yaseyu tzitzis. He's going to make a tzitzis. So since these chutim have a hashibis by him, so we'll see the next theme, we have many cases, which we learn out from this halachim. So Mamela, since it has a cheshivas and he has an intent to be mashlim, he wants to use these tzitzis, so it doesn't become bottle to the megat. V'mi mitzu yetzes kilchosa, but he has a proper amount of tzitzis on it. Even though he's not mekayim the mitzvah kihidura, because the mitzvah tzitzis kihidura is to wear a chut of tcheles, but Lord says Bobby Shabbos, because Allah is a tcheles eini ma'akev es alamon. That means even though there's a mitzvah to have a chut of tcheles, we don't have the mitzvah, so we don't have the mitzvah of tcheles. That is true, we don't have the mitzvah of tcheles. We have the mitzvah of lavon. So Mamela, so then there's no problem. Let us see. The Mishnah Kilchos Ayin Lal B'Simin Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. The Mishnah Burim, Shom Mevuah Kol Proti Adin Hazeh. There are many cases that one can be wearing tzitzis. He's not mekayim the mitzvah, so we have this problem. He has an intent to fix this. At the present time, the tzitzis have a chashivis, so it's not bottled to the megan. Chayim loy bishvil atalus. He's not chayim on the talus. The avol gav deini mekayim asay the tzitzis. That's not called itzor. It's a levush, a malbush. He's wearing the talus. He was mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. The malbush, it's a malbush. The problem is the itzor's achutim. Since he has an intent, he wants these chutim. He has an intent to be mashal, he's going to put tzitzis on the fourth corner. So these chutim ebachshivis is leibotli agavatalis, kumaydebotli eretu is legabi kilim. That means this is a chashivis. It's not brought to the beggar, lakama besiv lametes, ava bishayin bo tcheles, even though there's no tcheles, the kaimlon tcheles ain't ma'akim es alova. The mitzvah of tcheles is not ma'akim lova. Now we'll see a seed which is meyedik negel alochem. Kilo, perish, what is the translation of kilo? Yiriya ke'en oyhel, it is a piece of material that could be spread out as an oyhel. That means you can spread it out as an oyhel. Sheyesh bo ritsuois, it has strings. Shemoyshin oysa bohein. That means, it seems, this kilo is like somehow folded up partially, and if you want to spread it out, that this should be an oyo, you pull out the strings and it spreads out, and shalom al Yisrael. That is one purpose of the kilo. But this kilo has another purpose. If you don't, it can be used now as a talus. That means in its present state, before you spread it out, so you can drape it over yourself and you can use it as a talus. So it has a dual purpose. It can be used if you spread out you pull out the strings. It can be used as an oil to shade over things. If you close man, you don't spread out and pull out the resuas, it can be used as a talus. Kilo yiriye kaino yoshiyash ba resuas, shemoyshin oiso behen, you pull out, you pull out the kilo with the resuas. Look lisatev bo, the Lord says lishusarab. So I'm allowed to use this kila, and I'll cover myself with it. And I'll go out lishusarab because it has, it can be used also as a baggage. I can, without spreading it out, I can use it now as a baggage. But what is the chiddush? The chiddush is ve'ein horitzuais. So when I put it over myself, I drape it over myself, these ritsuis which are hanging from the skile are at the present time useless. I don't have no use from them for these ritsuis. But they're bottled to it. That means it's not that these ritsuis are attached to the skila because it has a dual purpose. It can also be used as an oil, and that's why the ritsuis are attached, but it can also be used as a talus. So if I'm wearing it as a talus, the ritsuis are bottled to the skila and is not called I'm carrying. This is a Gemara. So now he says, let's apply this to practical cases. Now, it seems, Bizman HaShulchan Aruch, they used to have tall shoes. And the shoes used to be supported by the ritsuis that came out from the belt and attached to the shoe. So that means the belt had a dual purpose. One purpose was it served as a belt. And to the belt, there were ritsuis sticking out. And when he put on his boots, somebody had tall boots, so the boot was supported by these ritsuis. So the ritsuis were there, attached to the belt, in order to lift up the boot and to support the boot. Hilka muta lotzeis beretsuis atluyes ba'avnei. He's permitted to wear the belt that has a ritsuis attached to it. It has laces, strings attached to it. Afal pi she'ein amin olayim kshurim b'hem. Even though at the present time I'm not wearing shoes, so I just have these dangling ritsuis from my belt, which are at the present time useless. To lechivi ubotli agav ha'amnet. And they are not choshuv, and they're bottled to the avnet. But let's finish the mechaba. Avol. Imheim shel meshi, but what if this isn't poshet ritsuis, poshet laces, there's silk laces coming out from the belt. And chashivi, so these laces are choshev, the leibotli, and it's not bottled to the belt, I mean this is a choshev thing. Va'osel imein aminolayim kshurim b'em. That means if the shoes are attached, so he's a person who wants his shoes should be, his boots should be lifted up with silk laces. Fine, that's to each his own. So Kozman, he's wearing the boot, it's holding up his boots, that's mutter. But the minute he's not wearing boots and he has these silk laces, which could be are much more chosim than the whole belt, much more expensive than the whole belt, he has a problem. Then he has a problem, because by wearing the belt with the silk laces dangling and they are not being in use, so he's carrying. So who had been, now he says, now we can talk about serious cases. Something that is cut off from the beged partially, and one part is attached, and one part is not attached. Kigoin lulois. He has loops on his jacket. He has loops. We'll see on his sports pants. He has loops on his jacket to hang up the jacket, a hanger in the back. So the thing is like this, but now it's not functioning because the other half is torn off. So we have these guidelines. If it's ve'enai hoshu, if it is not hoshu, muta lotzeis boy. So then you're allowed to go out with it. So this is just like the ritzuos. That so I have loops attached to a beged. It's not kosher. It's bottled to the beged. Oh, we're going to speak about pariches. We'll see in a minute. Vim choshev also lotzeis boy. But if it's choshev, it's also lotzeis boy. So now we have to understand there's a merdeka problem here, which the chayonim was ma'ira. The mechaber. We had a machaber in Sif Lamedches. We had a machaber in Sif Lamedches. And the Chayodim is Moira, they don't stim. In Sif Lamedches, the machaber gave us guidelines as follows. He says, if it's Hoshu, it's not bottle. If it's not Hoshu, it is bottle. That's the guidelines are Hoshu. That these are the guidelines. In Sif Lamed Ches, he told us different guidelines. In Sif Lamed Ches, he told us he has tzitzis on three chelokim of the begodim. Between you and me, the tzitzis, didn't say the tzitzis are choshev, could be the cost, could be the tzitzis were very cheap in all, for all practical purposes. He didn't mention that the he spent a lot of money for the tzitzis, but in Sif Lamed Ches, he said a different guideline. If I want this, but at the present time it's not usable, but I want to make it usable, so memela it has a cheshimis and it's not bottle. So in Sif Lamed Ches, the guidelines were, if you want to use it, and now it's not usable, that alone gives it a cheshimis. In Sif Lamed Ches, he gave us different guidelines. If it's choshev etzem, it's not choshev etzem. That is a ha'oreh of the Chayei Odom, but the Chayei Odom says la'aloche, we have to live with Sif Lamed Ches and Sif Lamed Ches. We have these two guidelines. And so just to start, we'll see the first Mishibur and Sif Lamed Ches. Kilo, who came talis, sheroi li satev bo, I don't need them when I'm wearing it. I don't say that. And then that I could compare the Atuyas Bam Netafapi, Shedar Kenoya Likshel, Roisha Ritsua Achas Baminolayim. The Roish of the Ritsuim one of the Roshim was tied to the shoes. Limtoyach ois on the mile to pull up the shoes. The Roshim sheni oyekoshim abnetoy. Umaomim shoylech b'loy min alayim. Sometimes he doesn't wear shoes. Kriyam yema kippurim. I'm in neiroi machoim. B'nisha oritzu etluya ba'avnei. So then he says, but since these ritzuos are not choshev, they're bottled to the kilim, bottled to the avnei.